It used to be few and far between, but it seems like it's becoming more and more common to be able to boat in early November. Last year I did, and the year before I did. You know, it's affecting the normal activities that people do this time of the year, like blackfish hunting and lush fishing, but they're still able to, you know. You see people fishing off the seawall and still going out in the tundra and putting daluyaks. Just not as easy as when it's frozen, I guess. People are still able to go out and boat and manak, but not nearly as many as there were before the first ice came. A lot of people put their boats away, including me. On October 22nd, when that first run of ice came, I ran my boat to Napamut, pulled it out for the winter, and flew down, and now I'm stuck in Bethel with no boat. It's a nuisance, because take all your stuff out of it and drain the lower unit and take your battery and stuff. But if this is going to go on for a while, I might just go get it. I really do hope that the water gets a chance to drop a lot more before the ice comes. We've been having these low water breakups and high water freeze-ups. The world's getting backwards. It makes it more dangerous. If it freezes high, then all winter long the water's dropping, and that leaves what we call shell ice, ice with nothing holding it up underneath, and it's easy to fall through, cause problems, get you stuck, get your equipment broken up, stuff like that. The thing about this time of the year, even though it's ice-free, it can change really fast again. People that are boating got to be ready to run home again if, you know, the ice comes back. It won't take much, especially if it snows. If it snows heavy snow, it makes ice very fast. The uncertainty, we don't know anymore what kind of freeze-up we're going to have. We used to be able to pretty much count on it. My memories as a kid is that certainly by Halloween, the river was froze up tight. We just don't know what to expect anymore.